Good evening, everyone.
大家晚安。
Can't believe it's almost over.
我没有办法想象，特会就要结束了。
Tomorrow, Dr. Bohr goes back to paradise.
明天博弟兄就要回到乐园里。
And I go back to heaven.
我就要回到天堂。
Otherwise known as New York City.
或者你可以说是纽约。
And you poor people that live out here have to stay right where you are.
啊，可怜的你们要仍然留在这里。
One of these days we'll all get to heaven.
早晚有一天我们都会去天上。
What a day of rejoicing that will be.
哦，那一天该是多么喜乐的一天。
I think I'll have an opportunity to say goodbye tomorrow, so I won't say goodbye tonight.
我想因为明天我有机会跟大家道别，所以今天晚上我就不跟大家道别了。
When you were introducing the winner of the ping pong contest, I didn't see who that was. Who won that?
所以到底是谁，是乒乓球比赛冠军。
I would have been there.
其实我应该是可以打的。
But I'm afraid to play Asian people in ping pong.
但是我不敢跟亚洲人打乒乓球。
I did it at Pilgrim Camp one time, one time, no more.
我只在 Pilgrim Camp 跟亚洲人打过一次乒乓球，就那么一次，再也不打了。
I didn't know him and he had no mercy on me.
我不认识他，他对我一点都没有怜悯。
You know, whenever anybody holds that paddle upside down, I know I'm in trouble.
当我看见有人把那个球拍是倒着拿的，我就知道我糟糕了。
And when they take three steps back from the table,
然后呢，他们从这个乒乓球桌呢就倒退后三步。
And look at you like an offensive lineman from the San Francisco 49ers. I get scared.
然后他对你看着你的眼神呢，我就害怕了。
I don't know how you play, and I just, you know, this kind of thing. But some people really make it a sport.
我不知道你们怎么打的，我就是这么打。但是有的人真的把它当成一个体育项目来打的。
And so now I know that you have a ping pong tournament. I'm going to go practice.
现在我知道了，你们特会呢都有乒乓球比赛，我要回去练苦练。
When you have a volleyball tournament and Pastor Yu plays volleyball, then I'll play ping pong.
如果你们下次呢，你们有排球比赛，于牧师打排球，那我就跟你们打乒乓球。
Let's turn to the Word of God.
好，现在我们来看主的话。
And I'm thankful for what we've heard tonight already, what we've been singing about.
我非常感谢主为我们刚刚的诗歌，还有我们所听见的。
This is Sunday, right? We're up to Sunday.
今天是主日，对不对？
And on Sundays we come to the house of God and we remember, I guess, the resurrection day, the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
主日的时候我们来到教会里，而且我们来纪念主的复活。
And we read in the Bible that that very same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you.
在圣经里面告诉我们，那将耶稣基督从死里复活的圣灵其实住在我们里面。
I have a hard time grasping that.
其实我对这句话很难理解。
The very same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in me.
就是那一位同一位圣灵把耶稣基督从死里复活的，如今住在我们里面。
If it raised him from the dead, it should do something for me.
如果他能够把耶稣从死里复活，那他也应该为我做一些事。
It should raise me also from the dead.
他也应该把我从死里复活。
To live a new life.
让我能够过一个新的生活。
A life that's being renewed every single day.
而这个生活呢，是每日都可以更新的生活。
A life in the Spirit, a walk in the Spirit.
让我们可以在圣灵里生活，在圣灵里行走。
That is a tremendous privilege that we can enjoy.
这实在是我们可以享受的一个极大的特权。
Or should I say that we do enjoy?
或许我们真的就是可以享再享受了。
Do you enjoy living in the Spirit?
你们享受住在圣灵里的生活吗？
Do you enjoy walking with Jesus every day by that power of the Holy Spirit that dwells in you?
你享受借着住在你里面圣灵的大能与耶稣每日同行吗？
Quickening you, strengthening you, enabling you.
在里面唤醒你，在里面刚强你的力量，使你可以做做行他的旨意。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he remembered him or introduced him as the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
当使徒约翰看见耶稣的时候，他就呼喊，而且介绍他，他就是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
And then he talked more about Jesus, and he said, "No, he's greater than I am."
然后他接下来就说，耶稣是比我还大的。
I baptize you with water, but he is going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire.
因为他说，我为你们用水施洗，但是他来要用圣灵与火为你们施洗。
And Jesus came.
耶稣来了。
And at the end of his ministry, he spoke to his disciples so often about the Holy Spirit.
在他在事工快要结束的时候，他对门徒多次的提到圣灵。
When he first came, he didn't speak very much at all about the Holy Spirit.
因为当他刚开始他的事工的时候，他很少提到圣灵。
He taught to them in the Sermon on the Mount the tenets of our faith and the pivotal or foundational elements of living for Jesus a righteous life.
刚开始的时候，比方说他有讲到登山宝训，他也提到很多的有关信心，还有一些很基本、很基础的如何跟主、为主活的事。
Right before he was going to go away.
但是在他离世之前。
And he wouldn't bodily be there any longer with them.
因为在他在身体里将不再与他们同在。
He knew that that would trouble some of those disciples.
因为他知道这会让门徒们非常的心里非常的难过。
It would trouble me.
我相信也对我也是一个非常难过的事。
If I were one of those disciples, and then Jesus one day said to me, "I'm leaving. I'm going. I'm gonna not. You know, I'm going away back to my father."
如果讲想我是他的其中的一个门徒，而耶稣说我快要离开你们，我要回到父那里去，我会很伤心。
I'd be a little unsettled with that.
我可能心里非常的不安。
But Jesus said, "No, it's better for you that I go."
但是主耶稣却说，我去是对你们有益处的。
Because if I don't go, then the Holy Spirit won't come. But if I go, I'll send him to you.
因为他说，如果不去，保惠师就不会来。但是我去了，就会差遣保惠师来到你们中
间。And the Holy Spirit will live inside of you.
然后圣灵可以住在你们里面。
That resurrection life of Jesus dwelling in you.
那个已经复活了主耶稣的生命，如今住。
The third person of the Godhead inside of your heart, soul, and spirit.
三位一神的第三位位格的神，如今住在我们的心灵里。
And Jesus said to his disciples, "That's better than me being next to you."
主耶稣对门徒说，这比我生活在你的旁边还要更好。
Better than me being next to you is the Holy Spirit.Inside of you.
比我在你旁边更好，因为圣灵是要住在你的里面。
And you won't lack my not being here because he'll take the things of Christ that I say to you and he'll make them real to you.
你不会感觉到缺少我的同在，因为他会把我所说的话再来提醒你。
The Holy Spirit will help you to understand Jesus and the ways of Jesus.
圣灵可以帮助你更认识耶稣和耶稣所做的。
The Holy Spirit will enable you to live a righteous, godly life in the midst of all the wickedness around us.
圣灵可以帮助你在这世界上充满了邪恶的时候，帮助你过一个圣洁的生活。
The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all the truth.
圣灵也会带领你进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit will teach you what to say when you are in need of words to speak on the spot.
你必须要说话的时候，圣灵可以把当说的话赐给你。
The Holy Spirit will help you to pray because you don't know how to pray like you should, but my Spirit will help you.
你本来不知道该如何祷告，但是在里面的圣灵会教导你如何祷告。
I could go on and on about the Holy Spirit and why we need.The Holy Spirit in our lives.
我可以举很多很多其他的事项，为什么我们需要圣灵住在我们里面？
It's what Jesus said to his disciples in John 15 when he said, "Gentlemen, without me, you can't do anything."
这就是耶稣在约翰福音第十五章那边说的，离了我，你们什么都不能做。
But you're going away, Jesus. I don't get it. Yeah, I can't do anything without you, but you're not going to be here.
但是使徒们会想说，主啊，我不明白，你说离了我，我们什么？离了你，我们什么都不能做。但是你马上又要离开我们。
I'll still be here.
但是他说，我仍然会与你们同在。
In the person of the Holy Spirit.
因为借着圣灵。
Who is just as much God as I am.
圣灵跟我一样都是神。
And I'll make sure that he dwells in you. I'll send the comforter.
我会把他赐下来，而且他会住在你的里面。
And Jesus promised that to his disciples.
这是耶稣对门徒的应许。
It's referred to in the Bible as the promise of the Father.
而在圣经里面说，这是父的应许。
And we know how that promise was then fulfilled.
而我们知道这个应许已经实现。
And Jesus went to heaven and he said to his disciples, "Listen, don't try to do anything without me."
那当耶稣升天的时候，他说不要想要试着做什么事情。
Don't try to go preach or teach or witness.
我不在的时候，你们不要先靠着自己想要去传道或做任何事。
Because you might have all the right words and you might know exactly where to go and you think you know what to say, but you really do need the Holy Spirit.
你可能会觉得你知道要到哪里去，你也知道应该传讲什么道，但是你真的很需要圣灵。
And so what you need to do is just go wait in the city of Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high after the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
所以呢，你真正需要的呢，就是回到耶路撒冷里面，一直等候，等到从上头来的能力，圣灵。
We are in that same category as those disciples were.
我们其实今天跟那些使徒是一样的。
We've never walked with Jesus, down the dusty roads in Galilee.
我们从来没有跟随耶稣在加利利那个路上走。
But we have the same privilege and opportunity as those disciples in the early church to have that fellowship and relationship with the Holy Spirit.
但是我们跟初期时代的这些门徒们一样，我们有这个特权，就是可以跟圣灵有那个互动和交通。
Living in us, teaching us, instructing us, guiding us, helping us.
他住在我们里面，他教导我们，他那个与我们同行，他引导我们。
The Holy Spirit's not a force or an energy or enthusiasm.
圣灵不是一股力量或是一个能量或而已。
The Holy Spirit is a person.
因为圣灵其实是一个有位格的神。
The Holy Spirit speaks.
因为圣灵会说话。
Did he ever speak to you?
他是不是曾经对你说过话？
The Holy Spirit guides.
他也引导我们。
Does he guide you?
他是不是曾经引导过你？
He instructs. Does he instruct you?
他教导我们。他是不是教导过你？
He makes Jesus real to us. Has he made Jesus real to you?
他使耶稣对我们来说是非常的真实。他是不是也曾经使耶稣对你
很真实？ The Holy Spirit gives us boldness.
而且他给我们胆量。
Power to overcome sin.
所以给我们能力能够胜过罪恶。
And we need to get to know such a person.
我们需要认识这一位。
You know, if there was a person, a human person here on earth, that had all that ability,
如果今天在世界上有这么一个人，他有这些的能力。
Not only all that ability, but the willingness to befriend me and to help me.
如果在世界上有这么一个人，他有这样子的能力，而且他也很愿意来做我的朋友。
I'd want to know that person. I'd want to find that person.
那我非常想要找到那个人，我想要认识他。
And then if I found that person, I'd want to get to know that person.
如果我找到了这个人，我就想要认识他。
I wouldn't be afraid that that person gets to know me either. I'd want him or her to know me in that way.
而且我也很希望这个人也能够来认识我，了解我。
That way with the person of the Holy Spirit.
因为这就是因为圣灵他就是一个有位格的。
We want to get to know him.
我们希望能够认识他。
We want him to get to know us.
我们也希望他能够来认识我们。
We want to develop a relationship.
我们想要跟他有一个关系。
That we live and walk every day with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一天可以生活行事都在圣灵里与圣灵同行。
And just like a relationship with a person, it grows.
就像我们跟某一个人有关系一样，这个关系是可以成长的。
This January, I'll be married 40 years.
今年到一月我就已经结婚四十周年。
So now you know I'm at least 40 years old.
所以你知道我至少有四十岁了。
And I still don't know everything about my wife.
我还是不能完全的了解我的妻子。
She's a woman. How are you supposed to figure out a woman?
她是一个女人，你怎么能够完全了解一个女人？
But I know her better than I knew her 20 years ago.
但是至少我现在对她的认识比二十年前要增加了。
And 20 years ago, I knew her better than 10 years before that.
但二十年前呢，我对她的认识又比那之前的十年前更多。
I can't say every day I know her better.
我没有办法说每一天我都比从前一天更认识她。
I can't perceive a daily growth in my understanding of her or her understanding of me.
我对她的了解和她对我的了解，我没有办法每一天来衡量。
But over time, I recognize that we've grown together. I understand more about her. She understands more about me.
但是一段年日过来以后，我了解我们彼此的了解有增加。
See, we get to think that we know everything about the person of the Holy Spirit because we met and shook hands.
我们可能与圣灵有过接触，我们跟他握手，我们认识了他，就觉得我们有对他了解
了。But your life in the Spirit, your walk in the Spirit should be more intimate, more personal.Today than it was last year.
但是其实我们跟圣灵之间的关系和同行呢，应该更亲密，而且更个人化，而且今年应该比去年更好、更深。
The path that we are on, the path that the just are on, is a shining light, and it shines more and more.
因为我们走的路呢，是一条光明的路，越走越光明。
That's not only the light of heaven or the hope before us that gets brighter, but our walk with Jesus becomes more precious and real to us.
因为我们与主耶稣一起同行的路呢，越来越真实，越来越好。
It doesn't get dull.
因为它一点都不会枯燥乏味。
It doesn't get boring.
一点都不会乏味。
See, most things, most relationships, even they grow old.
因为大部分呢，我们跟人的关系呢，会慢慢的老旧。
The company that you worked for, and now it's going on 10, 15 years, and you were so happy the day they hired you, and now you're not as happy anymore with them.
比方说，你到了一个，你刚被一个公司录取的时候，你可能非常的兴奋，但十年、十五年过去，你可能就不会那么感觉兴奋了。
The new car that you got 2 years ago, now it's old. You don't want it anymore. You're looking for another new one.
两年前你刚刚买了一个新车，非常的兴奋，但是现在不再新了，你就开始想再换一台车。
But with the person of the Holy Spirit, it doesn't get stale. It doesn't get old. It doesn't wear out.
但是我们跟圣灵的关系却不会老旧，不会乏味。
And so when I have a friendship and develop a relationship with God by His Spirit,
当我借着圣灵跟神开始了这一份友谊
，I want that relationship to be as strong as it possibly can be.
那我希望我跟他的关系能够非常的刚强，能够坚固。
Now you realize when I refer to the Holy Spirit, I can easily interchange Jesus.For the Holy Spirit.
你们可能会注意到，当我开始讲圣灵的时候，有时候我讲的是圣灵，有的时候讲的是耶稣。
I want to know Jesus better.
因为我也希望更认识耶稣。
I want to know more about Him and His Word. I want to know and understand more of His ways.
我希望更认识耶稣，更晓得他行事为人。
But He teaches me more about Himself through the person of the Spirit of God.
但是神借着耶稣借着神的圣灵，更多的来把他自己启示给我们。
And so, because we have this relationship that has begun and has continued, we want to foster it to make it grow even more than it's ever been before.
所以，既然我们开始了跟他有这样子的一个关系，我们就希望能够更培养，使这个关系继续的成长。
That desire in our hearts, I hope it's so with every one of us. That desire is keen. It's red hot desire for Jesus.
我希望我们每一个人里面都有一个这么强烈的这么强烈的渴望能够认识耶稣。
All that I want is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy He supplies.
因为我一切我所要的就是耶稣，只有他能够满足，只有他能够给我真实的喜乐。
We read in Romans, His kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness, joy, and peace.In the Holy Ghost.
那在罗马书里，我们讲到神的国呢，就是公义、和平，并圣灵里的喜乐。
And so there are two things that I would never want to do as far as my relationship with the Holy Spirit.
当我们谈到我们跟圣灵的关系的时候，有两件事情我们绝对不要做。
One of them is found in Ephesians chapter 4.
一个呢，就是在以弗所书第四章。
And I'm not just going to read the one verse, but I'm going to look at it in the context a little bit.
我们要把这个上下文能够看一下。
The one particular verse or thing that I'd never want to do is found in the 30th verse.
我们说的有一件事情我们绝对不要做，就是在以弗所书第四章三十节。
We read there, Paul's writing to the church in Ephesus,And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
在这里，保罗写信给以弗所的教会，他说：“不要叫神的圣灵担忧。”
With whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
See, the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, also has emotions.
因为圣灵它是有情绪的，有情感的。
To grieve is to deeply sadden.
因为当叫他担忧的时候呢，就是叫他忧愁。
I don't want to deeply sadden the person of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们不希望圣灵呢，他感觉非常的忧伤、忧愁。
Now, just in a natural relationship, I don't want to deeply sadden my wife.
就像我们在人的关系里面，我不希望让我的妻子忧伤。
When I was a kid growing up, I had a good relationship with my dad.
当我成长的过程里面，我跟我的父亲有一个很好的关系。
He was my idol. I wanted to be like my dad.
因为他是我的偶像，我希望我长大了以后像我爸爸一样。
And I would not want to do anything to displease him. I wanted him to be pleased with me.
所以呢，我小的时候，我不希望做任何的事情使他伤心。我总是想要做事情讨他的喜悦。
So whenever I did all wrong things, I would hope he would never find out.
所以当我做错事的时候，我就希望他永远不会发现。
Because I know that if he found out, he would be grieved. He would be saddened.
因为我知道，当他发现我做错事的时候，他会忧伤。
How much more when we talk about a relationship with God?
那但是我们跟神的关系就更胜于这个。
And so Paul, writing to the church, says, "Don't grieve, don't sadden the Holy Spirit."
所以保罗在写信给以弗所的教会，他说不要让神的圣灵担忧，让他忧伤。
Now, in the context of where that verse is found, there are a number of different things I think mentioned there that.Help us to understand how it is that we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
在这一段的圣经里面，我们就可以看从上下文看见，保罗列了许多的事情，我们做了以后会让圣灵忧伤。
All over the Bible, we can find things, especially in the New Testament. This would not be pleasing. This would grieve God. This would grieve the Spirit of God. I don't want to do that.
在圣灵里面，在圣经里面，尤其是在新约里面，有很多的事情，它列出来，如果我们做了，会让神的圣灵忧伤。
See, it's not just a matter of, well, this wouldn't be bad for me, this is not good for my life, this is not good for our, whatever it might be. It's more than just me and them, it's God.
所以这不是只是讲到我们做了这些事情以后对我不好，或是对其他的人不好，而是对神。
When Joseph was faced with a situation where he was being tantalized and tempted day after day to commit immorality,
当约瑟在旧约里面，他每一天他的祖母就是要来诱惑他，就要引诱他去犯罪。
His reasoning wasn't, well, no, I can't. I'm sorry, Mrs. Potiphar, but if your husband finds out, I'm dead and I can't. No, it's not good for me.
他说呢，并不是。不是他不是只是说哦，我不能跟你行这样子的事情，因为这样的话，我们的主人波提法发现的话，我就没命了。
You remember what Joseph said?
你记得约瑟到底说了什么吗
？How can I do this thing and sin against God?
因为他说，我怎么可以行这样的事情来得罪耶和华呢
？It's not all about you or about me or about us or about them. It's how could I do this thing and sin against? How could I grieve God?
所以呢，这其实不是只是有关我，或是有关你，或是其他的人，而是我做了这样子的事情，我得罪的是神。
And here in the fourth chapter, you find in the 25th verse, Paul says something to the church, to Christians.
在25节，我们在这里看见保罗写这些事情是写给基督徒的。
I used to read these things and I was kind of baffled by it. Why do you write this to born again Christians that were dead in trespass and sin, but now they've been quickened? They had once been darkness, now they have been light. Why do you have to write things like that to these people?
当以前在我读这节圣经的时候，我就是不能明白为什么使徒保罗要写给这些重生的基督徒，因为他们的确从前是死在过犯罪恶之中，但是他们现在已经过圣洁光明的生活，为什么还要写这样子的书信
？But I find that sometimes even Christian people are not as careful as we should be in our relationship.With God.
但是其实我们基督徒很多的时候我们在跟神的关系上却不是非常的警醒。
In the 25th verse, he says to the church, therefore each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to his neighbor.
这里说，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话。
Does the church need to be reminded that we're not supposed to lie?
难道教会还需要再重新的提醒我们不应该说谎吗
？You all know that you shouldn't lie. You know that.
我们都知道我们不应该说谎。
You don't need me to come from heaven to tell you that.
你不需要我从天上来告诉你们这件事。
Well, of course, but see, it's one thing. Yeah, we know we shouldn't, but do we?
我们知道我们不应该，但是我们真的。
Oh no, I don't tell you the big lies, the big lies. I tell little lies.
我或许说，我不会撒大的谎，我不过撒一点点小谎。
What's a little lie?
一点点小谎有什
么？A little lie is a lie. Little, big, gray, black, white lies, whatever we want to make them, they're lies.
不管这个谎言是多小，不管小的谎言或是白谎，他们谎言就是谎言。
But I had to tell them a lie because, you know, I just better for them and it's better for me and it's better for everybody. Wait. You think God is happy with that?
我们有时候，哦，我们必须撒这个谎，因为这样子的话对我可能好一点，或是对他们好一点。但是你觉得神喜悦吗？
He's truth.
因为他是真理。
We're supposed to speak the truth.
所以我们应该说真实的话。
We're not supposed to lie to one another.
我们不应该彼此的说谎。
We're not supposed to tell half lies or deceptions.
我们不应该说一半的谎言，或是些一半的虚假的话，半虚半实的话。
That's what grieves the Holy Spirit.
因为这样子会让圣灵担忧。
It saddens him.
因为让他伤心。
It might get you off the hook.
可能呢，你就不会遭遇麻烦。
It might make you feel better about yourself.
可能你自己就会感觉比较好一点。
But Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
但是我们是不是说主啊，愿我口中的言语心里的意念在你面前蒙悦纳。
How could I do this thing and sin against you?
愿我怎么可以做这样子的事情来得罪你呢？
In the next verse, the 26th verse, the apostle writes again to the church, to Christian people, and he says to them, in your anger, do not sin, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry.
在二十六节，同样的，保罗写信给基督徒们，他说：“生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。”
What is this? I can't get mad at you and stay mad at you for a week and a half.
这是什么意思呢？难道我不能对你生气，而且对你持续的生气一个半礼拜吗？
I have every right to be angry with them.
我觉得我有各样的权利，我要对他们是发脾气。
I looked at them and smiled. They didn't look at me.
因为我当我对他们微笑的时候，他们都不理我。
I'm mad at them.
所以我现在
and we tell people that, or I hear people say that sometimes as if they're proud of it.
我有的时候我听别人这么说，好像他们很还自以为傲。
You got a problem with your brother or your sister? Straighten it out.
如果你跟你的弟兄或你的姐妹有麻烦的话，你们要把它解决。
Jesus said, "Don't come up here and seek the Lord and pray and call on God."Leave your gift at the altar and go get it right with your brother.
因为耶稣说不要到祭坛面前来献祭，如果你跟你的弟兄之间有不对的事情，赶快回去与他和好。
Do these little things matter?
到底这些小事情重要吗？
It depends on whether you want to walk in the Holy Spirit or to live in the Spirit.
那就要看看你是不是愿意活在圣灵中，而且在圣灵中行走。
It depends on the relationship that you really want to have with God.
就看看你到底要跟神有怎么样的一个关系。
And if you really want a relationship with Him, and you want that relationship to grow, and you want to mature in Christ, then yeah, these are things that have to drop off.
因为如果我们真的要跟他有一个真实的关系的话，那这些事情我们就必须要放下来。
Now, when you think of the words of Jesus, you can't help but understand that he's not interested in being angry at one another because often he said to his disciples, "Hey guys, love one another."
因为如果我们看主耶稣的教训的话，我们就知道，其实主耶稣他不希望我们生气的，因为他常常对他的门徒说，你们要彼此相爱。
And then he said to them,As I have loved you, so you love one another.
然后他说，就像我如何爱你们，你们也要如此彼此相爱。
Jesus, I can't do that.
主啊，我做不到。
I can't love like you loved.
我没有办法像你爱我们一样的爱。
Oh no, you can.
但是你可以。
But I'd have to fill you with my Holy Spirit before you can.
但是我必须要先用圣灵来充满你，你才可以如此的爱。
Because you can't do this by yourself.
因为靠着你自己，你没有办法爱。
You can't live the godly, holy life by yourself.
因为你没有办法靠你自己的能力过一个圣洁、敬虔的生活。
I don't care how hard you try.
我不管你到底是多么的努力。
I don't care how disciplined you are.
我也不管你到底是不是多么有节制。
I don't care how good you think you may be.
或许我不管你到底认为你自己有多好。
You cannot live the Christian life without Christ.
你没有办法，你没有办法离开基督而过基督徒的生活。
You can't live a holy life without the Holy Spirit.
你没有办法过一个圣洁的生活而没有圣灵。
Not only can't you, you never were supposed to.
你也神也不是要你这样子的。
And these things that Paul writes to the church are written to us.
其实在这里保罗写给教会的书信也是写给我们的。
He goes on in verse 28.
然后在28节。
I don't want to get into the whole subject of what he's referring to here. Let me read the verse though. If you've been stealing, you don't steal anymore.
从前偷盗的不要再偷。
Instead of stealing, here's a good idea. Go to work.
不要再偷了，而去好好的做事。
Do something useful with your hands.
亲手做正经事。
And then here's the part, that he may have something to share with those in need.
然后他就说，如此你就可以有余，而且分给那些缺少的人。
Is that pleasing the Lord when I share with those in need?
当我当我分给那缺少的人，这是不是讨神的喜悦呢？
See, again, the church, we get really good at doing these things that grieve the Holy Spirit and feel we can do it with impunity. We can do it and get away with it.
但是呢，我们有的时候呢，我们却做一些事情让圣灵担忧，但是我们却做一些好事，我们就想我们这样子就可以算数了，就可以过去打马虎眼过去。
Now, I tried a song yesterday that didn't go over too big because you didn't know it. But do you sing the song, Make Me a Blessing?
你们是不是唱过这一首歌使我成祝福
Make me a blessing, make me a blessing. You sing that? Okay, you know, do you know that stanza that says, Give as 'twas given to you in your need? Love as the master loved you.
给就有给你们的，而且照着我们的主人如何去爱人。
Be to the helpless a helper indeed, unto your mission be true.
对那些无助的人，我们就成为他的帮助。
That's what's being said by the Apostle Paul to the church in Ephesus.
所以在这里呢，保罗就是对以弗所的教会如此说的。
You go to work, you get a job, you earn money, you can help other people.
你去找一个工作，你好好的做事，你就会有余，而且分给那些缺少的人。
I don't know about you, but that's not what I do.
我不知道你，但是我没有这样子
做。I go to work, I earn money, it's mine.
因为我呢，我就是去找一份工作，好好的做事，我赚的钱呢就是我的。
And I build my barns and I build bigger barns.
然后我就盖一个农场，盖一个更大的农场。
And Jesus says, You're a fool.
但是主耶稣说，你这一个愚昧的人。
Fool? I'm no fool. I'm a self-made man.
你说我是愚昧，我一点都不愚昧。
Look what I've done.
我是一个白手成家的人。
By the might of my power.
完全靠着我自己的能力白手起家。
You're a fool. This night your soul is going to be required of you. And then what are you going to do with all your barns and bigger barns or better homes and gardens or whatever you got?
那神就说，如果今天晚上就要取去你的灵魂，你这些农场，你这些房地产有什么用呢？
Distribute.
分给别人。
Invest in souls.
分给别人，把这些呢，为了去赢得灵魂。
Invest in the work of the Lord.
为了主的事工。
You'll never outgive the Lord. You'll never outgive him.
你从来不会给的太多。
And so tomorrow, don't forget your checkbook.
所以明天要来的时候，不要忘记带你的支票本。
Trying to help a brother out here, you understand?
我想要帮助这位弟兄。
But seriously, I mean, it's God's work.
因为这是神的事工。
It's getting the word of God to people who haven't heard the word of God.
或许把神的话传给那些从来没有听过神话语的。
It's spreading the gospel to the lost.
把那个福音带给那些失落的人、失丧的人。
That's a good investment.
这些都是很好的投资。
That's distributing to people that are in need.
这就是分给那些缺少的人。
I have my cousin's daughter works for a mission organization over in Africa.
我的一个表兄弟的女儿呢，她就在一个非洲施工的一个宣教施工的地方做事。
It's called Hands at Work.
那个叫做 Hands of Work.
They go to places where they're the poorest of the poor.
他们去的地方呢，那里的人就是极端的贫穷。
And the things that she tells me and describes to me, the famine, the people that are starving, there's just not enough to go around to meet the need.
他跟我讲一些故事，那些就是穷人中的穷人，有许多的饥荒，那里真的是非常的穷苦，他们的需要都没有办法得到满足。
And they try with the resources they have to spread out as far as they can to minister to these people.With food and with the food of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
那他们就借着他们有限的资源呢，想要把福音还有把这些食物分到能够到他们所能够触及的地方去。
I don't know. I'm not the judge, and I'm not going to assess. But I wonder when God looks down upon us, I wonder if He's grieved.
我不知道，我不想要在这里论断，但是当神看我们的时候，他会不会心里忧伤？
Grieved by the greediness.
会不会因着我们的贪婪而忧伤？
By how tightly I hold on to what's mine instead of distributing to the needs of others.
或是我们这么紧紧地抓住我们的财富，我们所拥有的，而我们没有把它分给需要的人。
I just read it in the context of where it's found, and it makes me think.
我就是在读这个圣经，我就在这里思考。
In the 31st verse, again, he goes on, he says, Now get rid of bitterness and rage and anger and brawling and slander and every other form of malice.
在31节，他就说，继续的，他又讲到，要除去这一切的恶毒，一切的，当年中间除掉一切的恶毒。
Get rid of all that talk.
苦毒、恼恨、愤怒
，all that poison of asps that is in your mouth。
所以一切我们口中所能出来的苦毒，都让我们除去。
James writes about that stuff. He talks about how the tongue is a little member, but how much damage it does.
因为就在雅各书，他还说，那个我们的舌头是百体中最小的一个，但是它可以却造成这么大的毁坏。
And then there are people, I can't help it. I can't help it. That's just the way I am.
有的人说我没办法，我没办法，我就是这个样子。
You can't help it. I know you can't help it, but the Holy Spirit.
我知道你没有办法，你没有办法，但是圣灵可以。
The tongue can no man tame.
因为舌头呢，虽然没有人能够制服它。
I've seen monkeys drive cars.
但是我曾经看过猴子开车。
I've seen parrots roller skate.
我也看见鹦鹉，它能够溜滑板。
And a lot of other animals do a whole lot of other things.
我也看过很多的动物，它们做很多的技巧。
But the tongue no man can tame.
但是没有一个人可以制服我们的舌头。
But God can get a hold of your tongue.
但是神可以得着我们的舌头。
James says, with that tongue you praise God and you curse men.
因为雅各是说，你用同样的舌头呢，你又赞美神，你又毁谤人。
He says that's not right. That shouldn't be.
他说这不对的，不应该是这个样子的。
Oh Lord, how's my mouth? How's my tongue?
主啊，我的舌头如何
？I'm going to give them the last piece of my mind.
我有的时候我们就说，我们就是要说那最后一句话。
You better not. You might not have anything left. Doesn't matter. We need to watch what we say.
我们必须对我们的言语非常的谨慎。
But when I read about that subject in the Bible, I find the people that are interested in that praying that God would help them.
因为当我读圣经的时候，我发现当人开始注意这件事情的时候，他们就会向神祷告，求神来帮助他们。
I find the psalmist saying, "Lord, put a watch over my mouth."
所以在诗篇里面，我们就说，主啊，你来勒住我的舌头。
Lord, let the words of my mouth be acceptable in your sight.
让我口中的言语在你面前蒙悦纳。
Oh, may the Lord help us not to grieve him.
主啊，求你帮助我们，让我们不要使圣灵担忧。
We want to develop a relationship. We want to know him better. We don't want to make him sad. We don't want to grieve him.
因为我们想要跟圣灵建立一个关系，我们想要更深的来认识他，我们就不要让他担忧。
And so the Holy Spirit comes to make us holy, to make us like Jesus.
因为圣灵来就是要来使我们成为圣洁，更像耶稣。
To be changed from glory to glory, as we've read, by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以借着神的灵，使我们荣上加荣的被改变。
In the end of 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, we have some wonderful promises given.
在林后第六章的时候，我们在这里我们看到许多很美好的应许。
God says to his people, I want you to be my sons and I want you to be my daughters. I want you to be my people.
在这里神对他的百姓说，我要做你们的父，你们要做我的儿女。
I'll live you in you. I'll be with you.
我要在你们中间，我要住在你们里面。
And then at the beginning of the seventh chapter, Paul says, we have these tremendous promises, dearly beloved.
所以在第七章第一节的时候，保罗就说，亲爱的弟兄们啊，我们有这个这等的应许。
And because of these tremendous promises we have just been given, Let's cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and spirit.
因为我们接受了这样何等的应许，那么我们就应该洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切的污秽。
In other words, what he's saying is, let's live in a way that would please Father.
换句话说，他说让我们来过一个生活是能够讨父神喜悦的。
Let's please God by the way that we live. Let's live like Jesus would live.
让我们活得就像耶稣怎么活一样，使父神得喜悦。
And all the things I've mentioned, Jesus understood and he lived a godly life. He was a good example for us.
耶稣他是我们一个好的榜样。我们刚刚提的事情耶稣都了解，因为他在地上活过。
And so when he went away, he expected that we would still be able to replicate the life that he lived, the righteousness that he lived. I didn't come to destroy the righteousness, I've come to fulfill it in you.
所以当他走的时候，他知道我们也可以照着他行，因为他说我来不是要废掉这些义，我是来成就这些义。
Took too much time on that, but the second thing I never would want to do is to quench the Holy Spirit.
第二件事情我们总是不要做的呢，就是不要消灭圣灵的感动。
First Thessalonians 5:19 is one of those little commands that the apostle gives to the church at Thessalonica.Don't quench the Holy Spirit.
在帖撒罗尼迦第五章十九节，保罗在这里呢，对帖撒罗尼迦的教会说，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
I think the NIV says, "Don't put out the Spirit's fire."
有另外的英文的翻译呢，就是不要把圣灵的火消灭了。
That fire of God begins to burn in you.
当圣灵的火、神的火在我们里面燃烧的时候
，That fire of His divine love, or that fire of conviction, or purging, or cleansing, it's burning in my soul.
当这个火，或者是对神的爱火，或是这个圣洁洁净的火在这里燃烧的时候
，Don't put out that fire.
不要把这个火消灭。
Fan that fire into a greater flame.
而是把这个火更多的让它燃烧起来。
Put another log on the fire.
或许加一点柴。
Let it burn brighter.
让这个火烧得更旺。
And sometimes when itComes to that, we're our own worst enemies.
有的时候呢，我在这样子的事情上，我们却成为我们自己的仇敌。
God speaks to our hearts, maybe by His word.
或许呢，神对我们的心里说了一句话。
We feel convicted.
我们感觉被圣灵责备了。
We know we need to get to Him. We need to let Him do His work in us.
我们知道，我们必须要让圣灵在我们身上做成他的
工。That's the conviction of the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord loves, He chastens, He gets after us.
因为神所爱的，他就会管教，他会来管教我们。
And sometimes at that very moment, we get up and get out.
但是可能就是在神圣灵对我们说话的时候呢，我们就站起来离开了。
We go turn on the TV or watch a baseball game or something.
我们可能就去把电视打开，可能看一场球赛。
God is dealing with us by His Spirit. He's working in us by His Spirit, and we can quench that working by just moving on to other things that are mundane.
因为或许神借着圣灵对我们说话，他正来教育我们，正来对付我们的时候，我们就离开了，我们就躲开了。
Be careful we don't do that in one another.
我们必须要小心，我们不要如此
做。When God's working, maybe at the altar, God's working in people.
或许呢，在祭坛面前，神正在对某一个人说话。
Encourage what God is doing.
那我们就要对神的工作呢更加的鼓励。
By your faith, by your prayer, by your love.
或是借着我们的爱，借着我们的鼓励，借着我们的祷告。
Don't put out the Spirit's fire.
不要把圣灵的火消灭了。
So what should we do? Not grieve and not quench, but we should always, according to Ephesians chapter 5, turn with me there if you have your Bibles.
那如果我们不要让圣灵担忧，也不要消灭圣灵的感动，那我们做什么呢？我们现在就来看一下以弗所书第五章。
The 18th verse, he says,
十八节。
Be filled with the Spirit.
他说要圣灵充满。
That's what I'm supposed to be. Not grieve, not quench, but be filled.With the Spirit.
所以我们不要使圣灵担忧，不要消灭圣灵的感动，我们要被圣灵充满。
Now the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候，使徒们被圣灵充满。
You can look at what happened to those disciples, what that transformation did in their lives.
我们可以看见这些门徒们，他们经过了圣灵充满之后，生命有了何等的改变。
And we can follow that pattern. They spoke the word of God with boldness.
因为从此以后，他们就开始放胆传讲神的话。
Peter was no longer afraid of anybody. He stood in their midst and preached and talked and proclaimed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
彼得就再也不怕人了，他就站起来，非常勇敢地宣讲那个神的福音。
As we read last night, God was with them and used them and flowed through them by the power of His Spirit.
就像昨天晚上我们看到的，神就开始用他们，借着他们把圣灵流出去。
But although they were filled with the Holy Spirit in Acts 2, you read in Acts 4 that they were filled, those disciples gathered there at that time, and many of them were the same. They were then filled with the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第二章，我们看见他们被圣灵充满。到使徒行传第四章，我们在这里又看见他们又被圣灵充满。当门徒们聚在一起的时候。
We need to be filled with the Spirit and continually be being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要被圣灵充满，而且我们要持续的、经常的被圣灵。
It's not a one shot. Oh, I received and was filled with the Spirit in that conference meeting 16 years ago.
所以并不是只是一次的事情，就说哦，我曾经在16年前的一个特会里面被圣灵充满过。
That imperative or command in Ephesians 5 is be being filled continually. Let yourself be filled continually with the Spirit of God.
在这里，保罗的命令呢，乃是说我们要持续的。
Let that relationship with the Holy Spirit grow.
让我们跟圣灵的关系呢继续的成长。
Now, if your capacity is a thimble full, it's different than if it's a glass full, and it's different than if it's a gallon.
因为我们被圣灵充满，如果只是一个杯子或是一个加仑的呢，这是有很大的不同的。
And I want God to so come to my life so that He will fill every part of my being.
我希望神能够来到我的生命里面，他能够充满我生命里面每一个角落。
Is there more room in my soul, my body, my life, my mind, my thoughts? Is there more room for me to come under the control of the Holy Spirit?
在我的灵魂体、我的思想、我的行为上面，有任何是不是有地方可以让圣灵更多的来充满我，使我更多的降服在圣灵底下？
Now, before we're told to be filled with the Spirit, he says, "Do not be drunk with wine."
在保罗说。被圣灵充满之前，他说不要醉酒。
Now I have never been drunk myself with wine.
我自己呢从来没有醉酒过。
Or any intoxicating drink.
或是其他的那个酒精的饮料。
I don't think Paul is necessarily limiting himself to alcoholic beverages and don't be drunk with them. I think that's drunk is the things of this world or the things of this life that inebriate us.
我想呢，保罗在这里不是只是讲到酒精而已。我相信在世界上任何可以使我们心醉了的事情，
他都
包括在这里。
I've never been drunk, but I've seen drunk people.
我从来没有醉酒过，但是我看过醉酒的人。
And there are reasons why, even without them advertising to me that they're drunk, I know that they are drunk.
那些醉酒的人呢？他们不需要告诉我们，他们醉了。我看就看得出来，他们醉了。
It's obvious to me. It's not just the smell that I smelled. There are other telltale signs.
不单是他们的味道，他们其他的事情我都可以看出来，他们醉酒了。
Now, as I say that, I could. There are many different cases, but I was on the New York City subway system about 10 years ago.
差不多十年以前呢，我有一次是在纽约的地下铁。
And I was holding on to the thing, and the train was going through the tunnel.
我在那里坐地下铁呢，我就站在，我是站着，然后我就在把着这个把子。
Coming towards me was a man. I didn't know who he was.
对，朝着我来的呢，有一个来了一个人，我不认识他。
But as he was coming towards me, he was coming this way.
那他对我走来的呢，是这么的走法。
I mean, he was looking right at me, but he was not coming right at me. He was taking the long way.
他眼睛注视着我，但是他走呢，就是歪歪扭扭的走。
And then he got right in front of me, and he looked at me, and he said to me.
然后他就到我的面前来，对注视着我，然后对我说
，You took my wallet.
然后他说，你偷了我的钱包。
I said I did not take your wallet.
我说我没有偷你的钱包。
Yeah.Yes, you did.
是的，你偷了我的钱包。
Now, not only didn't he walk straight, but I noticed that he wasn't talking too straight either.
不但是他 他走路摇摇摆摆呢，他话都说不清楚。
And he wasn't thinking very clearly either, because I didn't take his wallet. I tell you the truth, I did not take his wallet. And I don't know who he was.
他脑子也不清楚，我真的没有偷他的钱包。
And then he said to me, "You want to start a fight?"
然后他说，你想跟我打架吗？
I said, no, I'm not interested in starting a fight. I didn't take your wallet. I don't want to. You did.
我跟他说，我不想跟你打架，我真的没有偷你的钱包。他说，你就是偷了我的钱包。
The doors of the train opened up.
然后呢，这时候地下铁的门打开了。
I walked out the doors, out of that car, into the next car. And as I looked back at him, he was just standing there by the pole.
然后呢，我就下了车，我就上了另外一个车。但是我回头看的时候，他就是抓着这个栏杆这个柱子。
Now, how did I know that he was drunk?
那我怎么可以知道他醉了呢
？And by the way, the more he would drink, I would assume the worse it would become.
另外呢，他喝的越多呢，他的状况就会越糟。
The more under the influence.The more his speech would be garbled, the more his mind would be affected, and the more he would not be able to walk the proverbial straight line.
他越多的受到酒精的影响呢，他就是不能好好的走路，他说话也说不清楚，脑子也不清醒。
And so without wearing a sign, a sandwich sign that says, I am drunk.
所以这些事情呢，就会告诉别人说他是一个醉酒的人。
It's obvious because you're under the influence of and the control of.Affecting you in the ways that it is.
因为非常的显而易见，他明明的就是受了酒精的控制和影响。
You know, the Holy Spirit, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled, be being filled, be filled with the Spirit. What is that going to do for me?
不要醉酒，乃是要被圣灵充满。那对我有什么
？I'm going to come under the influence.
因为这样子我就会被他影响。
Oh, not of the things of this world that affect me, that affect my mind, that affect my speech. You know, it's not just, again, alcohol. You can be so inebriated by the entertainments or things of this life that you speak it, you think it, you live it, you act it, and it controls you.
因为或许不是酒精而已，不单单只是酒精，但是这世界上各样的事情，比方说世界上的娱乐，都会这样子的影响我们的心思，影响我们的行为。
And we want to be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们希望能够被圣灵来掌管，被圣灵来影响。
My mind.
我的心思。
Oh, I want to be able to think.In a way that would please God, I want His thoughts to be in my head.
我希望我的思想能够是讨神喜悦的。
I want to be sober-minded.
我希望我是非常的警醒、清醒的。
The apostle says every thought to be brought under the captivity to the obedience of Christ.
就像保罗说的，让我们所有的心思都能够降服在基督。
We sang earlier, all my thoughts and plans.And wishes, all my days, and all my hours.
像我们刚刚唱的，完全都给圣灵掌管，我们所有的时间，我们所有的心思，我们一切的所有。
Oh, Jesus, how much of your spirit do I need to drink until my mind is bathed and under the control of your spirit?
哦，主耶稣啊，我到底要饮于多少的圣灵，使我里面头脑里的心思可以完全的沉浸在圣灵里面
？I don't want a little bit, do you?
我不希望只是一点点，你觉得呢
？I want as much as I can possibly drink.
我希望我能更多更多的饮于圣灵里面。
It's not just my thoughts, it's my mouth.
不单是我的心思，还有我的口舌。
It's a dead giveaway, your speech.
因为我们的话语就。
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt.
让我们的言语始终是充满了恩慈，还用盐调和。
Oh, you don't render railing for railing, but contrarywise. Blessing.
因为主耶稣说，我们不要被以恶言相待，不要还口。
So instead of lying in anger and wrath and slander, like we read, grieves the Holy Spirit. Now it's different. Now you're kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
所以呢，我们不要只是嫉妒、纷争、恼恨、恼怒，而是要彼此的恩慈，而且要彼此的饶恕。
Now you bless those that persecute you, that say all manner of evil against you falsely. Now you bless them.
如果有任何的人说任何的话，对你说任何的话呢，你就祝福他，祝福那些逼迫你的人。
And if you say to me, nobody can do that.
你可能说没有人会这样子做。
I agree 100% with you. Nobody can do that.
你说没有人做得到，我同意你，没有人做得到。
That's why I need to drink.
这就是为什么我们需要饮圣灵。
That's why I need to be being filled with the Spirit.
这就为什么我们需要被圣灵充满。
Because I need Him. Oh, I need Thee. Oh, I need Thee. Every hour I need Thee.
这就是为什么我们需要你，主啊，我需要你，我需要你，我时刻的需要你。
I'm not talking about a little religion.
我不是只是在讲一个宗教而已。
I'm not talking about a conversion experience.
我不是只是在讲我们信主的经历而已。
I'm talking about a life that we've been called to, a life unto holiness, a life in the Spirit.
而是神呼召我们去过一个在圣灵里面的那个圣洁的生活。
And it'll be a dead giveaway. People will know that you walk different.
那如果人看见我们的行事为人不一样了，人会看得出来的。
You talk different, you think different.
我们说话是不一样的，我们思想也不一样了。
But it's not to your credit, it's all to the glory of God. This is what Jesus can do.
这不是我们功劳，而是都把荣耀归给神，因为只有神，只有耶稣可以帮助我们。
This is why he went away and sent the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to come.
这就是为什么他离开，所以保惠师可以来。
One songwriter puts it this way, that I, a child of hell, should in his image shine. The Comforter has come.
为什么就像有一首诗歌说，我不过是一个地狱之子、可怒之子，但是圣灵来了，保惠师来了。
What a transformation!
那我们经历了一个何等大的改变。
That same Spirit that raised Jesus dwells in you.
那同样的圣灵，把耶稣从死里复活的圣灵，如今住在我们里面。
Fill me, Lord.
主啊，充满我，充满我。
No, I'm not talking about make me feel goosebumps or feel good about. No, Lord, fill me so that I'm changed.
我不是只是说一个经历让我们很兴奋，而是来改变我们的生命。
So that everything about me smacks of Jesus Christ. People took note that the disciples had been with Jesus.
让我的生命里面充满了耶稣，所以就像别人可以看出这些门徒们他们是跟过耶稣的。
They talked like he talked. They acted like he acted. They walked like he walked.
因为他们说话行事就跟耶稣一样。
And I want people to take note that I've been with Jesus.
我希望别人也可以注意到我也是跟过耶稣的人。
I want them to see the beauty of Jesus in me.
我希望别人可以从我的身上看见耶稣的美丽。
I want to be the transparent medium, His glory to display.
我希望我成为一个透明的器皿，让神的荣耀可以彰显。
How is any of that going to happen?
那这些如何可以成为事实？
Be being filled with the Spirit.
而是持续不断的被圣灵充满。
Quench not the Spirit.
而不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Grieve not the Holy Spirit.
也不要让圣灵担忧。
But drink and enjoy and be filled and be being filled with the Spirit of God.
而是饮于圣灵，持续的被圣灵充满，享受圣灵。
You know, just in this little book of Ephesians, we read so much about our walk in the Spirit.
所以在以弗所书里面，我们看见这么多的如何可以在圣灵里生活行事。
Let me very quickly just look at a few verses just in the book of Ephesians 4:1. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you, live a life worthy of the calling.That you have received.
我们来看几节的圣经。以弗所书第四章第一节，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you've been called. That's your job, your vocation.
所以到底我们的呼召是什么呢？我们就是要行事为人，与蒙召的恩相称，这就是我们的职分。
I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ.
我是耶稣基督的门徒。
I identify with him.
我是跟他同样的人。
So Paul says, if you do, then live like you walk.
所以这是我的身份。那保罗说，你如果是这样子的话，那你就要行事为人与你的恩召相称。
Walk worthy of that vocation that you've been called to.
与你所蒙的恩召相称。
He goes in the same chapter, I believe it is, in the 17th verse.
然后在同一章里面第十七节
He says there, so I tell you the truth and insist on it, that you no longer walk like the Gentiles in the futility of their thinking. Don't walk like the regular people around you.
所以呢，在这里呢，保罗说，所以我要说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事，不要像你们周围的人一样。
We are walking a completely different walk than the people of this world.
因为我们今天所走的路是跟我们旁边的人完全不一样的。
And it is becoming more and more distinct.
如今呢，这个分别呢，却越来越明显。
And because of it, the Christian community is being hated and marginalized.
就是因为这样子呢，现在基督徒被社会上所慢慢的仇恨，而且被边缘化。
But Jesus said to his disciples, "Let me just tell you this too. They hate me, and they're going to hate you too."
但是耶稣早就跟他的门徒说了，因为他们恨我，他们也会恨你。
What was it about Jesus that they hated? What is it about you that they hate?It's Christ in you. It's the walk.
到底他们为什么要恨耶稣？到底他们为什么要恨我们呢？就是因为我们里面有耶稣，就是因为我们行事为人不一样。
So Paul says, don't walk like they walk. Don't live like they live.
所以保罗说，不要照着他们的样子生活行事。
The fifth chapter, the first verse, he says, but walk in love.
然后第五章第一节呢，他说，你们要像蒙爱的儿女一
样。You know, your walk is...Step after step after step. It's you're plodding along through life. That's the way you roll. That's the way you do things.
那我们的走呢，就是一步一步一步走，这就是我们的道路。
So I'm not living like the Gentiles. I'm living up to the vocation wherewith I've been called, and I'm walking in love.
我不要像外邦人一样存虚妄的心，我们的行事为人要与所蒙的恩召相似，我们要行的像蒙慈爱的儿女一样。
Same chapter, 8th verse.
然后第五章第八节。
He says, walk as children of light.
他说你们要像行事要像光明的子女。
We're not in the darkness, we're in the light. Walk as children of light.
因为我们如今不在黑暗里，我们在光明中，所以我们行事为人要像光明的子女。
Fifth chapter, 15th verse, he says, be careful how you walk.
然后第十五节，第五章第十五节，他说你们要谨慎行事。
Now, how can I walk a life of love? How can I walk? How can I do it? Lord, I need you. I need your spirit. I need you.
我如何能够行在爱中？我如何能够谨慎呢？我就主啊，我需要你，我需要你。
Turn with me to, if you would, to Galatians chapter 5.
然后我们再来看加拉太书第五章。
And the Apostle Paul here is still talking about a walk or a life in the spirit.
那在这里使徒保罗呢还继续的讲我们在圣灵里的生活。
He's talked at the beginning of the chapter about freedom.
那在第五章刚开始的时候他讲到了自由。
We know where the spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty or freedom.
因为我们知道主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
In the fifth chapter of Galatians, he says, it's for freedom that Christ has set you free. Now stand then.And do not let yourselves be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. Stay free.
所以在第五章第开始的时候，保罗就说，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的轭辖制。
Down to the 16th verse, he says, so I say, live by the Spirit.
所以在十六节他就说，所以我说，你们要顺着圣灵而行。
Walk in the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit.
所以要顺着圣灵而行，一步一步的跟随圣灵。
Because if you keep in step with the Spirit, if you continually be filled with the Spirit, then you will, Paul says, you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
因为如果我们顺着圣灵行，一步一步的跟随他的话，保罗就说我们就不会放纵肉体的情欲。
We all have a fight on our hands.
因为我们每一个人的，我们的手中都有在征战。
We do not fight with flesh and blood.
我们不是与属血气的征战。
There are these works of the flesh.
这些有一些是肉体的工作。
We're supposed to perfect holiness in the fear of God, but the works of the flesh are against us.
但是呢，这些肉体的事呢，却是跟着我们相争的。
The problem with living a life in the Spirit, the problem with living a holy life is that we have a battle on our hands against the flesh.
我们要顺从圣灵而行呢，我们有一个问题，就是我们必须要与肉体征战。
And Paul says in verse 17, the sinful nature desires what's contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what's contrary to the sinful heart.
因为十七节保罗说，因为情欲和圣灵是相争的，圣灵和情欲是相争的，这两个是彼此相敌的。
There's this royal battle that you're confronted with not telling the truth or withholding a grudge or something in your heart and your mind, the way you think. There's this battle that we come up against, maybe on a daily basis, against the world and the flesh and the devil.
因为我们可能每一天我们都会遇见这个征战，我们与仇敌征战，与肉体征战，还有与世界征战。有的时候我们心中有苦毒，或是我们想说谎，这些都是我们与肉体的征战。
And he gives us that list, and I'm not even going to read it from 19th verse on down. He gives us the list of all these kind of works of the flesh that as you walk in the spirit, you're going to come up against them. They're going to come up against you.
所以第十九节开始呢，保罗就列出了很多的这些情欲的事情，这些都是显而易见的。当我们要随从圣灵而行的时候，这些情欲的事情就会来跟我们征战。
The enemy wants to trip you up.
因为仇敌呢，他就要让你跌倒。
He wants to cause you to grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为他希望你能够使圣灵担忧。
He wants to cause you to do that which is contrary to what the Spirit would say.
因为仇敌他希望你做与圣灵相争的事。
He wants you to ruin your testimony and not walk worthy of the vocation.
因为他要毁坏你可以有的见证，使你
He'll introduce these silly things into our minds that would cause us to hold a grudge or be angry with.
他或许呢，在我们心中就放了一些思想，使我们呢，对人产生苦毒或是怨怼。
So the apostle says, "Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh."
所以保罗说，你们要顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲。
You can overcome the world and the flesh and the devil.
你是可以胜过这个世界，可以胜过肉体，也可以胜过仇敌。
You can be victorious.
你可以得胜。
Over all of that rot, over all of the things of this world.
或是世界上一切的事情，我们都可以胜过。
But the way to victory is to live in the Spirit.
但是要得胜的道路呢，就是要活在圣灵中。
To walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh.
要顺从圣灵而行，而不是顺从情欲而行。
And if you live in the Spirit, why those things that confront you and those works of the flesh that come against you, you will be victorious over them because of your life in the Spirit.
如果我们顺从圣灵而行，这些情欲的事情会来抵挡我们，但是我们可以征战而得胜，因为我们顺从圣灵。
In Matthew chapter 4,
在马太福音第四章,
even Jesus,
甚至于主耶稣自己,
there was an attempt made to trip him up. He confronted the flesh, the enemy.
他也受了魔鬼的试探, 而他必须要胜过他自己的肉体。
Jesus was, well, he was too pure and holy to face the enemy.
主耶稣，你会想说他是这么的圣洁，这么的纯洁。
Because he was pure and holy is why he faced the enemy.
就是因为他这么的圣洁，这么的纯洁，所以呢，他要面对仇敌。
And I'm not trying to change your theology, because if I were to ask you tonight, how is it that Jesus overcame the devil there in the temptation in the wilderness?
那我如果我问你，耶稣是如何在旷野受试探的时候得胜呢？
What would you say?
你会说什么？耶稣是为什么得胜的呢？你会说什么？
How did he overcome?
他是如何得胜的？
You're talking to me in English?
Yes, yes.
What did you say?
God's word.
Oh, God's word, God's word. Okay. By the way, I was very proud. I sang a half of a whole song in Chinese.
我非常的感到骄傲。
耶稣 ，Oh, 耶稣。
我非常的得意，因为我今天晚上有一首诗歌。
耶稣 ，I was singing Chinese tonight.
我一半都是在唱中文。
First time in my anyway.
那首诗歌我一半都是在唱中文的。
Okay, I'm. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm glad you're all happy with your answer, but you're wrong.
我很高兴你们的回答，但是你们的答案是错的。
I'll give you partial credit.
Okay, 我给你们一半的分。
It's there. The answer's up there. And Jesus, what's it say? And Jesus, what's it say? Full of the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣被圣灵充满。
Don't jump over that. That's important.
我们不要把这一段跳过了，这是非常的重要。
Yes, he responded by using the word of God.
是的，他是用神的话来回答仇敌。
And yes, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, we have also.
也是的，我们也同样有着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的话。
But it does say in the Bible, there's the proof. Oh no, I don't know what that is. There's the proof over there.
Okay,
I'm not that good yet.
这个是证明圣经里说的。
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣是被圣灵充满的。
So you read in chapter 3 that he got baptized.
因为在第三章里面我们看见耶稣受浸。
I read that when he got baptized, the heavens opened and there's something that came down from heaven in the form of a dove, right?
因为在第三章里面看见耶稣受浸的时候呢，天向他打开了，有一个像鸽子形象的东西降下来。
What is that dove all about? What's going on here?
那是什么？
Is that the Spirit of God?
那是神的灵。
Was Jesus filled with the Spirit of God?
是不是耶稣被圣灵充满了呢？
And right after he was filled with the Spirit of God, the devil came.
因为在他正被圣灵充满之后，仇敌就来了。
Oh, I thought the devil leaves me alone when I'm filled with the Spirit of God.
我希望在我圣灵充满之后，仇敌不要来。
I wish it would work that way, but that's not the way it works.
但是这不是
啊。I might even go as far as to say, because you're filled with the Spirit of God.
或许我应该说，就是因为你被圣灵充满了。
Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil.
因为耶稣被圣灵引导到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
But he was full of the Spirit of God.
但是他身上充满了圣灵。
And the devil said, "This is what you should do."
然后魔鬼就跟他说，你应该做这个，做这个。
And I know the words weren't written, and the thoughts were probably not going through Jesus' mind, but I wonder if he was thinking, "I have to do the things that please the Father."
圣经上没有讲当时耶稣心里在想什么，但是我想他可能在想，我要做父神所喜悦的事。
I have to walk worthy of the vocation with I've been called.
我要行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
我不希望让神的圣灵担忧。
And I wonder if the Holy Spirit that was in Jesus brought to remembrance just what he should say to the devil from the Old Testament scriptures.
我在想呢，是不是当时就是圣灵提醒他把旧约里面的话告诉他如何来回答魔鬼。
No, he's Jesus. He knew all those Bible verses. He wrote them.
你会想说，他是耶稣，他自己写的圣经，他当然记得。
No, he was a man.
但是要记得，他是一个人。
And he learned them. He learned them.
而且他必须要学习。
He opened up the scriptures and he studied them, and they were taught to him when he was a boy.
当他在小时候还是一个小孩子的时候，他必须要学习圣经，他必须要受教导。
How does he know at that moment what he should respond with? Did he say, "Well, give me a minute, I want to look in my concordance and see where that's found"? Deuteronomy, thou shalt not. It says in Deuteronomy someplace. I'll find it in a minute. Give me a minute.
当时呢，他被魔鬼试探的时候，他怎么知道就是在当时那么一个时刻当口下，他应该说什么话？他并没有说魔鬼啊，请你等一下，让我翻翻我的圣经，到那个真言，到那个生命记里面去查考一下。
Okay, but wasn't it Jesus that said to his disciples, "When the Holy Spirit comes, he'll tell you what to say in that hour that you need. You don't have to go fishing around."Get it into your heart, and the Holy Spirit will find it and give it to you and help you to know what to say at the very moment you need to say it.
但是耶稣曾经对他的门徒说，你们不要担忧什么，但是你们要把神的话存在心里，在这个当口上的时候，圣灵会提醒你们该怎么说，说什么话。
It is written, it is written, it is written.
所以他就说，经上说，经上说，经上说。
And then it says the devil left him for a little while.
然后他就说，魔鬼呢就暂时离开他。
You see, on the way out the door, the devil, I don't know if he said this, but in effect, he said, "I'll be back."
那我想呢，魔鬼在离开他的时候可能会说，我还会再回来。
Because what's in you, Jesus, I hate.
因为在耶稣在你里面的是我所恨恶的。
And in Revelation 12, we read that now the enemy, the devil's been kicked out of heaven. He's down roaming around here on the earth, and he makes war.
因为在启示录第十二章，我们看见，魔鬼被从天上被打到地上来，所以他现在在地上四处的游行，他在到处兴起征战。
He makes war with the people of God, the Church of Jesus Christ.
而且他跟神的教会还有基督徒征战。
That's why I need to be being filled with the Spirit.
这就是为什么我们需要被圣灵充满。
Because I'm dead meat. Oh, that's a I don't know how you translate into Chinese.
不然的话我
Because I'm a goner. I'm not able to in my own strength.
因为我靠着我自己的靠着我自己的能力，我是没有办法做到。
耶稣，哦耶稣 ，come and feed your lambs。
耶稣，耶稣，你来充满你的教会。
You say Jesus, oh Jesus, I say 耶稣，耶稣。
Jesus, Jesus, come and fill your lamb.
No, no. Well,
you have to learn more Chinese.
I'm trying. Hey, that, okay. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
你知道我在讲什么吗？
And so I keep looking at my watch, not because she takes a long time, but I keep looking at
我一直看表并不是因为翻译太慢
Because I wanted to stop before now, because I want to give myself a chance to say, Jesus, fill me.
我希望我现在就我就能够停下来，因为我想给自己一个机会，让圣灵来充满我们。
I want to present my body as a living sacrifice.
我要把我的身体献上当作活祭。
Holy and acceptable unto God.
圣洁的是合乎主用的。
That's my reasonable service. That's the least I could do.
这是我对神的一个敬拜和服
侍。I want to give every part of me. I offer Jesus all my days, all my. You can't do that song without the Holy Spirit.
因为我们没有办法活出那首诗歌，如果没有圣灵的话，我们要把我们全所有都奉献给神。
Try to fix your eyes on Jesus and lose sight of all beside. You can't do that.
当我们注视耶稣的时候，其他的事情都会变色，我们自己没有办法做到。
It takes the Holy Ghost to enchain your spirit's vision and to look at the crucified.
因为只有圣灵可以改变我们的眼光，能够看见在十字架上的耶稣。
It takes the Holy Spirit to give you the desire to live all for Jesus.
而且只有靠着圣灵可以给我们这个渴慕的心，让我们可以为主而活。
Maybe it would be well that we sang that song in closing one more time.
或许在我们结束的时候，我们再来唱一首
那一首诗歌。Think about the depth of those words.
让我们唱的时候，我们想一想这些字是多么的深刻。
The commitment that they call for.
而且它是呼召我们的尾声。
Maybe at the same time you want to think about your inability to keep these words and to do it.
或许同样的，我们可以在想，靠着我们自己完全没有办法做到。
And that might drive you to your knees tonight. Don't quench the spirit.
但是我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
If he's working in your heart, if he's drawing you to himself, then just yield yourself to him and give your all to Jesus.
如果主现在在你们心里做工的话，他在心里面，你们就让我们自己把我们自己奉献给神。
Let's sing it.
让我们一起唱。
Oh, for Jesus, the other one, not Yesu, oh Yesu. All for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my being's ransom crown, all my thoughts and words and doings, I'd like to ask those of you that are young.
我首先要来问年轻人。
You have a lot of life ahead of you.
因为你还有很长的路。
And you can give it all to Jesus.
你现在就可以把一切都奉献给主。
All of your days, all of your hours, all your life.
你的一生，你的每一个时刻，你的生命。
You know, if I could do it over again.
如果我能够再重来一次
I'd want to do it better
我希望我能做得更好
When I was your age, some of your ages When I was a young fellow I went to church all the time
当我还是你们其中这样子年轻的时候 我始终都是去教会一直去教会的
And I knew Jesus was my Savior I followed him
我知道耶稣是我的救主我也跟随他
But I think I wasted a lot of opportunities.
但是我觉得我浪费了许多的机会。
And I think I wasted a lot of time.
我浪费了许多的光阴。
Trying to make up for it, but it doesn't come all that easy.
有的时候我想要把这些日子补回来，但是不那么容易。
I could only be 12 and 13 and 14 again.
我盼望我还可以再成为12岁、13岁、14岁。
Knowing what I know now, I'd just give myself wholeheartedly to Jesus.
如果我知道我照着我现在所知道的，我会把我的一生完全奉献给主。
Don't hold anything back.
我不会有任何的保留。
Don't follow half-heartedly.
我也不会就是半吊子的来跟随耶稣。
Everything that you have, everything that you are.
一切我的所是，一切我的所有。
I wonder if while we sing that chorus one more time, if you want to, you don't have to. All of you that are maybe in school yet, college or high school or whatever school you might be attending, maybe maybe you would say, Lord, I just want to give you everything.
所以当我们在唱副歌的时候，我先要来问这些年轻人，或许你还在中学、大学，在学校里。
I want you to fill me with the Holy Spirit.
如果你愿意奉献的话
，This isn't for big people and old people. This is for young people particularly.
这是特别为着年轻人的。如果你希望被圣灵充满
，In these days that we confront and all the evil that's rampant around you, you need to be filled with the Spirit.
当现在我们面对这个世界充满了邪恶的时候，你需要被圣灵充满。
God wants to fortify what He's done in you. He wants to fill you with His Holy Spirit.
神希望在你，他已经坐在你里面的能够更加的坚固，他要用圣灵来充满你。
Tonight's an opportunity where you can seek the Lord.
今天晚上是一个机会，你可以寻求神。
You can open up your heart to Him.
把你的心向神敞开。
And I just would ask any of you that are in school yet, any of you that are young people, if we sing that chorus, if you feel like you should, and you want to give your all to Jesus, just come here, kneel at the altar.
当我们在唱这副歌的时候，如果你现在还是学生，如果你愿意把一切的都奉献给神，请你来到神的祭坛面前。
Let's sing that chorus. Come
as we
sing, if you feel you should.
这个副歌，如果你觉得你要把奉献的话，你就出来。
All for Jesus.And all my hours, all for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all my hours, all for Jesus, all for Jesus, all my days and all.
当然我们中间也有比较年长的人
or I should say older people
或是比较年纪大一点的
and maybe you feel a tug in your heart you say well I'm not young but I wish I could pray you can
或许你觉得圣灵正在对你说话虽然你不再年轻但是你可以来祷告
and if there are any of you that feel tonight oh I want to give my all to Jesus
如果我们中间觉得我要把我的全人奉献给神
I want to give my heart, my life, my soul, my all I want to be filled with the Spirit
我要把我的心我的全人都来奉献给神我要被圣灵充满
Let's sing that chorus one more time and those of you that would pray with theseLet's pray together. Let's seek the Lord. Let's call upon Him.
让我们在唱副歌的时候，我们到前面来，我们来寻求神。
All for Jesus, all for Jesus. All my days and all my hours. All for Jesus, all for Jesus.And all my hours. Now ask him. Don't just kneel and don't do anything, but ask him. He gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask him.
不要只是跪在那里，但是向他求，因为他将圣灵赐给向他求的人。
And you can ask him tonight. You can say, Jesus, fill me with your Spirit. I need you, Jesus.
你可以跟他求，你可以说，耶稣，求你用圣灵来充满我，我需要你。
Just open your heart to Him. Open your soul to Him.
把你的心，把你的灵，把你的全人向他敞开。
Just do as best you know how, as best you can, to say, Jesus, fill me with your Spirit.
尽我们的全能向他求，耶稣，求你用圣灵来充满我。
Oh, Jesus, we need you, Lord.
Oh, 耶稣，我们需要你。
Hallelujah. Feed your lambs, O Lord.
耶稣，我们需要你。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.